Welcome to Hop On Calls, a short, tactical, and practical podcast for outbound sales professionals looking to level up their game by learning from actual cold calls that I make every week live on LinkedIn. My name's Kevin Hop, and I'm all about helping outbound sales professionals hone their craft and build high-quality pipeline. Let's dive right in and see what we can learn in this episode.
Hey, this is Patrick with Silver Sky. How are you doing?
I'm good, sir. How are you?
I'm well, thank you. I'm trying to reach Bradley Smith. Do you know if they're available today?
I can send an email over for you to get you a call back. I can't transfer you. I do apologize.
Oh, that's no issue. Is he just in a meeting or something, or he just doesn't accept phone calls?
They just don't accept phone calls. They communicate by email.
Okay. Well, I have his email. .com. I'm not sure if that was still accurate or not.
That's correct.
Perfect. Yeah, I can definitely send him an email. I appreciate you letting me know he doesn't accept phone calls. I appreciate it. So thank you so much.
Thanks.
So pretty much there's a gatekeeper. She was like, what do you want from him? I said, I just want to speak to him. She was like, nah, he doesn't accept cold calls and stuff like that. So just get info, not a phone lead. Or I'll try to find his mobile number. Yeah, I think when I think last week with Kyle, I said my three C's to a successful SDR is creativity. You got to be able to A-B split test everything you do, whether it's campaign emails, talk tracks. Just got to be creative. Find different approaches to reach whoever you need to talk to. Second one is communication. Got to have active listening. You got to be able to collaborate with account managers, AEs, anybody across the organization. And then the third one would be just consistency. You got to show up every single day doing the same thing. You got to push yourself every single day and really no off days. The less you work, the more someone's trying to catch up with you and take over your spot.
Big fan. Three C's. I love that, dude. One, two, three. I mean, not wrong on any of these. Absolutely. All three of these things are elemental for being good at sales development.
Andrew, how are you?
Good. How are you?
I'm all right. My name's Kevin. I'm actually calling with a company called Silver Sky. You've probably never heard of us. Did I catch you with a minute to have a conversation? Are you busy?
Is this about the Zoom thing?
What Zoom thing in particular? Did you already talk to somebody at Silver Sky or?
No, I'm not an IT professional.
Oh, you're not?
Nope.
Oh, is this Andrew Peterson? No.
Yep.
Oh, probably got the wrong Andrew Peterson.
That's probably right.
All right. Well, I will take you off my list. Sorry about that.
Okay. Thank you.
Bye. Cheers.
Awesome.
Okay. Wrong Andrew, huh?
Yeah. He was like, is this about that Zoom thing? I am not in IT. I'm like, well, not in IT.
Hello?
Hey, this is Kevin with Silver Sky. How are you doing today?
Good. Where are you from?
Yeah, I'm with a company called Silver Sky. Chris, it sounds like I caught you on the road here. Are you driving?
You sure did.
Dang. Well, are you hands free? Do you have a minute to have a quick conversation here, or are you busy heads down on something else?
Yeah. Is this like a sales call?
Sales call, cold call, conversation call, trying to connect with someone I don't know. Yeah, we don't know each other yet. That is true.
Yeah, so this number is only for emergencies. Can I ask you to take me off whatever list you have so that way I don't get called again?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Do you have a better number so we can have a conversation? Oh, hung up on me. This number is only for emergencies, he said. So talk to me a bit about, this is a cold calling show. We are ripping calls right now. Have you been successful on other channels with any regularity? I'm just curious.
Yeah, I've been pretty successful email campaigning. I actually just got a email right before the show asking for some time. So it's been pretty, pretty good. I've been, again, A-B split testing different messagings. I've been finding that shorter the wording, the more direct, the better. I had a little bit of success on LinkedIn. I think on LinkedIn, it's just not really me selling anything, just mainly just trying to have a conversation. I want to view myself as more of a consultant versus a salesperson. Because at the end of the day, everybody doesn't need our product, and that's cool. I think just having those conversations around how can I actually help you in your organization. And I think that's been what's been working best for me.
Wow. Yeah, that makes a lot of sense. It's interesting. You mentioned split testing there on emails. What part of the emails do you split test?
The subject lines, how long the messaging is, the verbiage of the messaging, whether I should be using more acronyms, less acronyms. So,
hey, this is Kevin with Silver Sky. How are you doing today?
I'm doing fine.
Fantastic. You know, Dominic, I know I'm calling you out of the blue here. Did I catch you at the minute to have a quick conversation, or are you head down something else? Not a good time to talk.
Yeah, I'm heading down right now. Can you call back probably around 4 Eastern Standard Time?
Yeah, I will do that. I'll put it in my calendar to give you a call then. Have a great rest of your day.
All right, bye.
Huh. Cool. He said, yeah, I am super busy. I can't chat right now, but call me back later today. Sweet. You know, I'm fine with that.
There are two approaches to that. You know, I think a lot of people would be like, hey, just so I can, you know, not waste you and I, you know, time. Are you involved in cybersecurity? Would that be an approach you would recommend, or just pretty much what the prospect says? Hey, I will give you a call back later.
So for him, he had a very quick tone to his voice. Like, I wish we could share the audio here. Like, if you could hear how quickly he was like, I'm really busy right now. I can't talk, but call me back. And that tone told me that he was, number one, probably actually busy. And number two, that he genuinely was open to hearing me out. Like, he had a nice tone to his voice. So I didn't want to push it. I didn't want to like try and make it about me. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
And that's like one of the toughest things is like, and the thing that I always tell people is, you know, cold calling is difficult because it's done on your time, right? Like, if you think about it, like cold email, you send someone an email, they can look at it when they're with their family. They can look at it in their morning, in the evening. They can look at it on the weekend. But cold calling is like right now. Like, right now, I want to talk about this. And that is like one of the hardest parts of it.
Oh, hey, this is Kevin with Silver Sky. Travis, how you doing today?
Hey, what's up?
Hey, I know I'm catching you out of the blue here. I'm an interruption. Do you have a minute to have a quick conversation about cybersecurity?
You're talking to the wrong person.
Oh, shoot. Okay. I had you down as being involved in like strategic IT stuff. Is that, it's probably not involving cybersecurity?
At all.
At all. Okay. So if you were me and you're just a dog barking up trees here, What tree would I have to bark up to find someone that is involved in cybersecurity? Do you have a name of someone I should reach out to?
I will not give someone else's name out. Sorry.
Ah, fantastic. Travis, you have a great rest of your day.
Dang, not in cybersecurity. And he said straight up, I will not give someone else's name. Ooh, shout out to Sean Hurd. How are we doing, Sean? Good to see you.
What's up, Sean? Am I killing it? Depends on who you're asking.
It's a good question. Are we killing it? We should set a meeting, man. Are you repping your dials? I got dials going in my ear right now. I think I've made 82 dials. Fun fact.
I'm at like 60 something.
Love it.
So, you know, kind of going back to, you know, making cold calls on your own time. Is there a good time to make cold calls? Some people are like, oh, don't do Monday mornings. Oh, don't do Wednesday evening.
That's a good question. Very good question.
Hey, this is Kevin with Silver Sky. How are you doing today?
Good.
Fantastic. Wyman, I know I'm calling you out of the blue here. Did I catch you with a minute to have a quick conversation, or are you headed down something else, can't talk?
Yeah, pretty busy. Thank you.
All right, cheers. Boom. Said he was busy and bounced. Pat, that's a great question. It's about as big of a question as I get asked, right? People always ask like, hey, you make a lot of calls, you work with teams that make calls. When is the best time to cold call? Now, people love to say they know when the best time to cold call is, because if you say that there's a good time to cold call, that means that you're saying there's a bad time to cold call. In cold calling, if we're going to list things that are difficult and things that are the biggest lift from an ego standpoint, the hardest things for us to do, like cold calling is probably the number one thing that a salesperson should be doing more of, is going to be reluctant to do, and is most likely to skip, right? So I don't like saying that there is a time that you should be cold calling, because that means that there's a time you shouldn't be cold calling. And I don't like if you think about what I'm doing, I'm trying to bring cold calling culture into organizations to build people who are very confident on the phone. Step one is don't tell them and never call Tuesday afternoons. No, call all the time, right? Call early, call often, call late. Don't call after business hours. That's like the one thing that I disagree with a lot of consultants and trainers out there. Some of them will say, yeah, like I always rip dials, you know, from 5:30 to 6 Eastern and I catch people on their ride home. I don't like talking to people about business on off business hours. Why? Because.
Hello.
Hey, Kayla, this is Patrick. How you doing?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm well. Thank you. I'm trying to reach extension 0.
Okay. Let me see. One moment.
Alrighty. Thank you.
Engineering capabilities.
Your call has been answered by Avaya IP off.
Gatekeeping answered, and then I'm going to do his voicemail.
Dang. Let's highlight what Sean said here real quick. Don't call on holidays. I'm not a huge fan of calling on holidays. Calling on the holidays that are not bank holidays is an interesting tactic. I think we did some of that at Silver Sky the other day on President's Day. And I don't know, was there moderate success? I think there were still conversations had.
But yeah, onesies and twosies, but man, people are just trying to live their day. They're not trying to take a cold call right now. Some people are like, yeah, they're bored. They'll love to talk on a phone. But to me, 80% of the time, they're just trying to get through a day, man. They want to go home to their families.
For sure. That makes sense. So yeah, the long story short on this is there is no best time to cold call. There's only good times to cold call. And the good time to cold call is any time during business hours.
For me, I've been finding just calling first thing in the morning, just getting that bad part out the day, just kind of just sets the tone, man. If I get the worst part of my day out the way first, everything else is smooth sailing.
Hey, this is Kevin with Silver Sky. How are you doing today?
Doing okay.
Fantastic. I know I'm a bit of an interruption here. Did I catch you with a minute to have a quick conversation? I can hear, I think you're driving.
Yes.
Okay. Are you hands free? Do you have a minute to, chat real quick or?
Yeah, I got a minute.
Oh, nice. Fantastic. You know, I'm with an organization called Silver Sky. We help businesses, not unlike Innovex, create a proactive cybersecurity.
Let me stop you there. I left Innovex over a year ago.
Oh, really? Right on. Are you in a new role in IT at a different organization?
No, I'm an independent consultant.
Okay. I mean, in that vein, we do have a pretty strong partner channel relationship program.
Not interested.
You never refer cybersecurity vendors in?
No. I already have a company I deal with, and I've already got a partnership, and I'm very happy with it.
Ah, okay. Awesome. All right, Michael. Have a great rest of your day.
All right. Bye-bye.
Shoot. All right. Well, Michael no longer at that job, and he said he's a consultant. So I said, hey, we have a partner channel. And he said, not interested in hearing about it or learning about it. So there you go.
Hey, this is Patrick with Silver Sky. How you doing?
With who?
With Silver Sky. Bo, I know I'm calling out the blue. Am I catching on a bad time? I was wondering if you can help me out.
No, what's going on?
Cool, man. Well, I have you pinged as a system administrator for Duvel. I wasn't sure if cybersecurity was kind of up your wheelhouse or not.
No, we have like a network administrator that handles all the security stuff.
Oh, you have just a network administrator that handles everything?
Yeah. So our he does like networking, a bunch of other stuff, like all our servers and, handles a bunch of odd and end stuff. I just work for the warehouse. So I just run the warehouse database and that's it.
Okay. That's perfect. So the network administrator does everything. And so obviously it's only one person. How is that being monitored 24/7?
I don't know. He has, some companies that he goes through or something like that.
Oh, he has some outsourcing his cyber already, kind of.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, yep. And what would be the best method just to get in touch with him? Because I can definitely feel we can add some value to his life and to y'all's life as well.
Let's see here. Yeah, if you want to I can give you a phone number. Hold on.
Yeah.
Yeah, so it's going to be 816.
And what is their name? That way I can at least have a name to reference. I promise I won't spill your name. I'll just keep it a little secret between us.
Yeah, it's Ryan.
Perfect. Well, I'll definitely reach out to Ryan. Well, I appreciate your time, Bo. And, you know, I hope you have a happy Tuesday.
Thanks. You do the same.
Thanks, man. Have a good one. Bye. So he's just a warehouse employee. I think he just does the networks. So I asked, well, who actually does the cybersecurity? And he told me the name. He told me kind of how the outsourcing it. So I have some ammunition kind of going through this next call.
Nice.
Yeah, man.
Nice. Always good to know. Hey, man, we've reached our time for the day. I really appreciate you coming on here. How can people connect with you or follow you or whatnot, Pat?
Yeah, so we have an IG. My wife and I, we travel in our camper. We go to a bunch of cool different states and different parks. FlynnFam _. We also have a YouTube channel where we vlog it. Not so much, not cheesy. It's a day in our lives, pretty much. Cool music, cool folks. And that's really about it. And connect with me on LinkedIn.
Love it. Well, Pat, thanks so much for coming on, man. Let's stay in touch. And for everyone else out there, stay tuned for another edition of Hop On Calls next Tuesday. Bringing on a special guest there, finalizing that. Look out for the event invite. Everybody have a great day.
And that's all we got for today's episode of Hop On Calls, powered by Kixi. Be sure to tune into the live recordings every Tuesday on LinkedIn. Would love to have your comments, reactions, questions. It's a really good learning environment for anyone that is looking to do outbound sales better. If your organization is actively focusing on this, feel free to reach out to me, Kevin Hop, on LinkedIn, or go to hopconsultinggroup.com. I'll see you next time. Cheers.